And as we now reflect on those words, let's just ask God for His Holy Spirit's leading. Lord God, thank you that you are our shepherd God. Thank you that you are a God who promises to meet all our needs. And we thank you, Lord God, that you speak to us. And we pray, Lord God, that as we reflect on those words from Psalm 23, as we hear your word being preached here this morning, Lord, give us open ears, open hearts, open minds. And we pray, Lord, that the words may speak to us and give us hope for living our lives. Pray that you will guide me as your servant, Lord, to bring a message to encourage the hearts of your people here, and that we may just put our trust in you as our shepherd God. And help us also to see that Jesus, that it's all about him as our good shepherd, who also has given us the hope that we really need for our lives. And so, Lord, speak to us here this morning. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. We just heard the words from probably one of the most familiar passages of the Bible, from Psalm 23. Through the centuries, this psalm has relieved more pain than the work of any doctor. It's given more peace to the human soul than all the wisdom of the world. It's comforted many a person who stared death in the face. Some funeral homes still use the words of Psalm 23 on obituary cards. Sometimes, interestingly, even for people with little involvement with the church. Psalm 23 was composed by David, who spent much of his boyhood years tending his father's sheep. And while caring for his sheep, it obviously occurred to him that he also had a shepherd. And though this psalm was probably written by David in his older years, the thought of God as his shepherd must have taken on deeper meaning as God guided and protected him through the stormy events of his life. Now, David had learned in various ways that life is a fragile gift that we can easily take for granted. David experienced many, many rich blessings as God led him from the lowly life of a shepherd boy to become a rich and powerful king over the nation of Israel. But David's life was also marked by many hardships along the way. And it was these struggles that only strengthened David's confidence and commitment to his God. And David already learned that in the days he was taking care of his father's sheep. In a conversation with King Saul in 1 Samuel 17, David recounts how God had faithfully watched over him while killing a lion and a bear that threatened the well-being of his sheep. And just like David tried to find the best grass and the freshest water to provide for the needs of his sheep, so David trusted in God, his shepherd king, to provide for all his needs throughout his life. Now, David's life wasn't just threatened by wild animals. He also had to contend with a wild king who threatened his life over an extended time. David had to flee from hiding place to hiding place, knowing King Saul was after his neck. David knew what it was like to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yet he learned to put his confidence in God, who continually guided and protected him. David also experienced the anguish of having children die on him. It's probably the hardest thing for any person to go through, the death of one's own child. And when David stole beautiful Bathsheba in an affair, God broke his heart with the death of his dear son. Later, he lost his son Absalom, who tried to grab the throne away from David. And that caused David to go into hiding once again. Still, David knew that the Lord, his shepherd, was guiding and protecting him in every aspect of his life. David knew that nothing, absolutely nothing, could ever separate him from God's goodness and God's love for him. And Psalm 23 is a wonderful profession of David's confidence and trust in God, despite all the hardships that he experienced in his life. When David reflects on his life, he can think of many of the blessings that God had showered upon him. God had given him times of peace and prosperity that were as refreshing to his soul as the peaceful memories of the green pastures and the quiet waters of his days as a shepherd boy. Those were the good old days for David. And as we reflect on our own lives, we know that God has given many of us many wonderful blessings that we can be thankful for. But the psalmist assures us that our happiness doesn't ultimately depend on all these good things that we experience in our life, even though our society many times will keep trying to tell us that. Our world tells us that we'll be happy with a well-stocked bank account that provides for the material comforts of this so-called good life. And when we can afford the green pastures and the quiet waters of some exotic holiday, while others are enduring the cold and snowy rigors of a Huron County winter. But the truth is, none of these things can ever give us the true rest that our souls ultimately want and need. The material comforts of this world, they won't help us when we need to pass through the valley of the shadow of death. We can't take any of these material comforts of this world with us, as much as sometimes we almost think we can. The psalmist says that our true joy and our true comfort comes from a deeper source than all the good things that we experience in this world. And it depends on a relationship that we have with the giver of all these many blessings that we enjoy in this life. Even when we go through struggles, and even when we go through difficulties, even in the midst of these struggles and painful experiences of life, we can still live with a true sense of joy and contentment in our heart. And the psalmist says that when we put our confidence in the Lord our shepherd, we won't fear any evil, even in the fiercest trials and deepest valleys of our lives. We will experience comfort and hope even as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It reminds me of a conversation I had with my brother a number of years ago when he was dealing with the death of his wife to cancer. And I can still remember him saying something like this: I've got a nice farm and the Lord has blessed me in so many ways. But it really doesn't mean all that much, he said, when we face the ultimate issue of what life is all about. The peace and comfort of our hope in Jesus is the only thing that really matters. Some of us here this morning are struggling with some painful experiences in our lives. There has been the painful loss of a departed loved one. There's some unknown fear about your health or maybe the health of a loved one. And maybe it's some unresolved marriage or unresolved issues in your marriage or family that you've been struggling with. Or maybe the struggle has to do with some emotional scars from some deep wounds of the past that just keep sucking the joy out of living. Psalm 23 verse 4 offers us a special promise. even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. As the sheep trusts in the shepherd to guard him from danger and to provide him with the necessities of grass and water, we today, as God's people, we can trust in our shepherd God to guide us to a place of inner security. No matter how much we hurt, no matter how much we struggle in our lives, God always promises to stand beside us, to comfort us in our fears and our painful struggles. God will remain faithful to us even in the deepest valleys of this life. Psalm 23 says that the Lord, as our shepherd God, will guide us along the right path for his name's sake. Now for David, for him, those weren't always smooth paths that he experienced in his life. And so with us, the path of life can sometimes be a treacherous journey full of unpredictable detours and sometimes unbearable obstacles. Yet these trials make us realize that we can't ultimately depend upon our own strength. Like a fearful child with her mom or dad, we need to trust that God will hold us by the hand to lead us down those uncertain paths of our lives. Though David, the psalmist, knows that life is fragile, he isn't afraid of the ultimate fear of most people, the fear of death itself. Though he knows death might be a dark valley, he also knows that death will also be a doorway leading to the goodness of an eternal dwelling with God himself in his heavenly kingdom. And in that way, Psalm 23 points us to the comfort and the hope that we have in Jesus. Jesus took on this shepherd motif a number of times in his teaching. In Luke 15, there's a parable of a shepherd going out to look for a lost sheep and to bring him back into the sheepfold. In John 10, Jesus calls himself the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. Jesus, the good shepherd, has laid down his life for you and for me to give us the hope that we need through the trials of this life. Jesus is our shepherd king who comes from the line of David, who humbled himself as a sheep that was led to the slaughter. Jesus was beat up and afflicted because of our sin. Jesus had no fear of evil when facing the ultimate prospect of death. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus had no one to comfort him as he was about to walk through the valley of the shadow of death to take on the punishment of our sin. And so despite the fears and the doubts and the struggles of this life, we can gather for worship like this in the assurance that Jesus, our good shepherd, gave up his life for us as his sheep. He gave up his life for us as his sheep who listened to his voice in a humble trust and obedience. And we can take comfort in knowing that Jesus has passed through the valley of the shadow of death to take away the sting of death that we will someday experience. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 56 tells us that the sting of death is sin. Jesus has taken away the power of sin in our lives. And when we embrace Jesus as Savior, we can know without a doubt that the moment we die at some point in the future, the moment we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, we will be carried into God's eternal dwelling place by Jesus himself. Death will not bring on the doom of judgment for those of us who know Jesus. It'll only be a glorious homecoming As the psalmist says in verse 6, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, that's not to say that God ever promises that being a Christian will end all our problems here on this earth. Our faith in Jesus is never meant to be an insurance policy against any kind of pain or struggle in this life. As Psalm 46 verse 1 reminds us, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. The Bible assures us that no power or evil will ever be able to overcome us as God's people. Romans 8 verse 39 assures us that when we belong to Jesus, nothing, absolutely nothing, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And it is that promise that gives us a foretaste of the joy that we will experience the moment we begin to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then we will lack absolutely nothing. All our needs will be completely fulfilled. There will be no more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain. God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. And it's that hope that enables us to press on in this sometimes difficult and unpredictable journey of life. And that's the hope that God wants us to share with those in our community who are often searching for some kind of hope, meaning, and purpose for their lives. And all God's people said, amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Shepherd God, we thank you that we can come to you as our shepherd God who promises to care for us and provide for us in all situations of our lives. That you will be our ever-present help, even in those times of trouble and hardship of our lives. Thank you for assuring us that we can live with the hope that nothing can ever separate us from your love for us in Jesus. Help us as a church family to encourage each other with those promises, not only for this life, but also for the life to come. And Lord God, help us especially to share that hope that we have in Jesus with people of our community who don't live with that kind of hope that we have in Jesus as our Shepherd King. And so we pray that in his name. Amen.